Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, we're now between the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas, and many of us will be expecting guests in our homes. I don't know how things operate around your house, but at ours, everything gets stirred up when we have guests coming. The floors are vacuumed and mopped, the shelves are dusted, and all of the items that we've left lying around the house are put in certain places for us to take them and put them up. Everything has to be prepared in the house so that it will be ready for our guests. There's a sense in which Advent can be viewed in a similar light. The word Advent means arrival or coming, as in a special guest is coming. But in this case, we're talking about the arrival of the King of Kings. We aren't just talking about getting our house in order, we're talking about getting our lives in order. At first glance, we might think of the season of Advent as preparing us to celebrate Christmas. And there is a certain sense in which that is true. But there's an even greater dimension to this season. It's primarily about preparing for the second advent of Jesus Christ, when he will come in glory to judge the living and the dead, as we recite in our creeds. It's actually reflected in the collect for the season of Advent, which we began to pray today. We'll pray it every day up to Christmas Eve, and that statement is in there. So the church leads us on something of a dual track during Advent. We have lessons appointed during the season from Isaiah, prophecies concerning the birth of the newborn king. But we also read through the book of Revelation, which points us to the events surrounding the return of the king. We need to be prepared to celebrate a holy Christmas for sure. But we are in even more need of preparing to meet our Lord Jesus when he comes again. Our lessons for the day reflect this reality. The gospel lesson at first glance seems to be out of place. Why are we reading about the events of Palm Sunday on the first Sunday in Advent? Well, the church appoints this lesson, which sets forth Jesus' arrival into Jerusalem to the awaiting crowds, as a pattern of his arrival on the last great day. There will be differences. On Palm Sunday, he arrived in Jerusalem on a lowly donkey. On the last day, he will come on a white horse. On that Palm Sunday, he rode into Jerusalem to be handed over to sinful men who would scourge and crucify him. But on the last day, he will come as the divine warrior, bringing judgment on the wicked and salvation for those who long for his appearing. We might wonder, when will this take place? Jesus himself told us that no man knows the day or the hour. But in our epistle lesson, St. Paul says, "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." In these words, the apostle is telling us that we are nearer to our Lord's return than we have ever been. He says that the night is far spent and the day is at hand. There's an urgency in these words, especially in the repetition of the word now. From a biblical perspective, Jesus Christ could return at any moment. At least with our house guests, we usually have some inkling about when they're going to arrive. But with our Lord, he will come like a thief in the night. He will come suddenly. The question is, will we be ready? Now, while it can be said that the whole Christian life is about preparing for that moment, it is true that the season of Advent is especially designed to get us thinking in these terms. Advent is about expectation. In faith, we must embrace what Scripture promises us in numerous places, that Christ is coming again. We need to live in that expectation, because it is the expectation in his return which is the ground and basis for all of our hope in this life. But this should also lead us to the theme that I've already asserted, that of preparation. We are to prepare for our coming guest. But here we're not talking about cleaning up our house. We're talking about reordering our lives. When our Lord comes, will he find us doing what he has told us to do? Here again, our epistle sets forth our primary duty. St. Paul enumerates some of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And then he sums all of this up in one simple commandment. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Echoing, of course, our Lord Jesus. If we would be prepared to meet our Lord when he returns, this is preeminently what we should be doing, loving our neighbors. During the season of Advent, we here at the church are going to help you with some tangible ways to prepare to meet your Lord by loving your neighbors. As I mentioned a few moments ago, we have the angel tree located in the narthex, where you can take a name and purchase a gift for one or more of the occupants at Collinwood Nursing Home. If you've never been there, the needs are great. And these are really basic necessities. By providing for their needs, you will be loving your neighbors. Also, on December 23rd, the day of our Lessons and Carol service, we will be partnering with the North Texas Food Bank to provide canned goods that will be distributed to those who are hungry in our community. Boxes will be placed outside of our doors so that you can bring your canned goods on your way to come and worship that evening. And thirdly, we're going to help you love your neighbors by giving you those postcards to take with you to invite your neighbors, your friends, your co-workers to come and attend that Lessons and Carol service with us. In the season of preparation, we not only have the responsibility to prepare ourselves, we should also desire to see our neighbors prepared as well to meet Christ when he comes again. What better way to do that than by offering them the opportunity to come and hear the good news of our Savior's birth presented in word and song? It will be beautiful, and people will respond in faith if we will invite them to come. As we begin the season of Advent, let us prepare ourselves for the most important guest we will ever have, our Lord Jesus Christ, at his return. When he comes, may he find us engaged in the great commandment that he gave us, that of loving our neighbors. Let us give to provide for the necessities that those have around us. And even more importantly, let us love our neighbors by sharing with them the greatest message ever given, the story of God's salvation offered to mankind through his Son. May God give us grace to prepare for that great day, and may he hasten his appearing. Amen. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."